Hey, party people, how's it going? This is Charlie, and hey, guess what? It's an episode of Girlfriend Movies. Well, kind of, not really. It's sort of like a best of the episodes that I could find references to Bill Paxton in, with the exception of the Aliens commentary that we did. So you should just go and watch that, because there's a whole lot of Bill Paxton. And we put this together so that, you know, we can just pay tribute to the late, great Bill Paxton, who unfortunately passed away a couple weeks ago after, you know, suffering a very unfortunate and ill-timed stroke. So, you know, rest in peace. But in the meantime, here's the best of Bill Pullman and Bill Paxton, and here's the order, just in case you're wondering what the episodes are. It's actually in alphabetical. It's Adventures in Dinosaur City, Batman and Robin, Con Air, Entourage, Night of the Comet, Nightmare on Elm Street, Payback, and The Room. So hopefully we'll be back with some new episodes pretty soon. I know it's been almost a year.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a while. Still with Marianne.
Hi.
Still real happy with Marianne. Yeah. We have a dog now.
His name is Bradley.
He has three legs.
He has an Instagram.
You can follow him at my dog Bradley. I draw little arms on him. It's very adorable. But yeah, in the meantime, here's best of Paxton and Pullman in honor of the late and great Bill Paxton.
That's cool. So do we have anything else to say about this movie?
I think it could use either Bill Paxton or Bill Pullman. I think Paxton would knock it out of the park. He'd be a great bad guy in this. Paxton played a lot of bad guys back in the day. Mm-hmm. Actually, Paxton was a bad guy in Terminator.
Was he?
He was one of the biker gang people.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was one of the punks.
Oh, wow.
But I think he'd be a great caveman punk in this.
Yeah, caveman definitely.
Uh-huh. Pullman would be, I think Pullman would be a pretty good,
I'd like to see
Pullman
dinosaur.
As a bartender. Pullman would have been good, he would have been a good dad dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
He would, like, voice of Bill Pullman. That'd be good. Mm-hmm. Who would be better, Bill Pullman or Bill Paxton? I'd say... which way? You gotta go Paxton on this one.
Yeah, you do.
You gotta go Paxton. Pullman would try and pull it. Here's the thing. It's stuck right. It's like there's serious and then there's camp. And it's like not full on camp. You know? It's like mm-hmm. melodrama mixed with camp. So it's like maybe 60% of the way, 70% of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I feel if you put Paxton in there, he'd drag it. The other, like, 40%, you know? So, like, shit would get silly, and I think it would be a much better movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when Pullman, he would try and bring it, like, if Bill
Calm
Pullman was Batman, he would try and be real serious about it. And, like, yeah. But if Paxton was Batman, that's a good time. That's a good time right there. Paxton... Hashtag Paxton for Batman.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm just checking the time.
Okay. What are we at?
We got a bit. Don't worry.
Okay.
Okay. Since we haven't done this in a while, and it's been in my head, and I've been... Every time I listen back to the episodes, I'm like, oh, fuck, we didn't do it again. So let's bring it in here now. Who would you rather see in this movie... Bill Pullman or Bill Paxton? I honestly could see both.
Me too.
This is like the one movie where they would both fit in perfectly.
Perfectly.
Paxton would be a jail person,
yep.
And then Pullman would be like the
president
dude helping.
The United States.
It's always the president. What do you mean, some?
Oh no! Here comes the evil.
What if they made a sequel to Con Air, but it was on Air Force One?
Yes, please.
With Bill Pullman as the president and Nicolas Cage. I don't know. For some reason, they got to transport prisoners on Air Force One.
Yep.
And then Harrison Ford's watching it in the audience, and he's just mumbling to himself,
get off my plane.
Get off my plane. Damn it. My people on my plane.
Get off my plane. Are you a pilot of the Millennium Falcon?
It's Harrison Ford drawing on a sheet of graph paper, and then someone puts like he draws quadrants, and then someone puts like haphazardly puts like a glass of water on his paper, and he looks at him and he goes, "Get off my plane!"
Oh my god. No.
Entourage. So I'm bringing it back. Yes. I'm bringing it back to its
we
roots.
We do this thing about, you know, all the
Bill
time.
Paxton, Bill Pullman.
Oh, fucking hell.
Bringing it back. God. Old school. I want you to explain to me how crazy Bill Paxton can make it.
Bill Paxton would turn it into some sort of action movie, like, thriller.
I feel like Bill Paxton would turn it into, like, a suspenseful psychological thriller.
Ooh.
Like, people would just start dying, and Bill Paxton's just like, how did that happen? But he'll be kind of, like, smiling.
He's like a Kaiser Soze.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a Kevin Spacey.
Yep. And Pullman was just the president.
Well, alright, so then... But how... Imagine Bill Pullman in every single scene of this movie.
Like the waiter. He's like a waiter. And then
he's the
like,
waiter.
He's like a valet.
Like when they bust into the room while E is having sex with another random girl. Yeah. He's just there just like... Oh, like he doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, he's just at the party.
He's so just like... Oh, God. You know what? He was in the bathroom and he was washing his hands and there was no towel.
Yeah.
And he's just wandering around the house looking for towels because he's not going to wipe it on his legs.
No, he's
like
wearing
a maniac.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah, he's not going to wipe it on like the good towels.
No,
they're embroidered towels.
No,
that
those
say
aren't
turtle.
For wiping.
Yeah, no, yeah, those are for decoration only.
You get it.
Yeah. So he walks around and bam, E is fucking a girl.
Yep.
How disgusted is Bill Pullman?
Bill Pullman is beyond disgusted.
Yeah.
Bill Pullman is a classy man. Mm. Talk about a tangent. I mean, it's Bill Pullman.
Yeah.
Bill fucking Pullman is...
Bill Pullman, at one point in his life, was handsome enough and classy enough to woo a Sandra Bullock...
That is true.
...without any words.
Mm-hmm.
While he was sleeping. Bill Pullman is such a catch that he can entrap Sandy Bullock.
God bless her.
That coarse-hearted Sandy Bullock. That's why her name is Sandy.
Yep.
Because it's just a lot of grit. You know, she's got a lot of moxie in her.
You'd sand a table with her.
Exactly. But Bill Pullman, he can smooth out those edges.
He's like a box of Russell Stover chocolates. Something for everyone.
I come up with ideas and they just make me happy.
Okay.
So, this is one of them. Who would you rather have in... who would you think would do better in this movie? Bill Paxton or Bill Pullman?
I can't answer that question. I don't...
Bill Pullman was the president from Independence Day. Bill Paxton is Game Over Man from Aliens. Also Big Brother from Weird Science.
I don't know. Next question.
I think
who
Bill
would you
Pullman
have?
For me.
Bill Pullman?
I would rather have Bill Pullman.
Okay.
Bill Pullman is like a natural leader, and I feel like that's what we'd be missing. So I've already stated that I would lose my mind fairly quickly. Just because there's a lot of like
There's a lot of things keeping me from doing, like,
I would become
impulses.
Like, I would become, like, this amazing princess jungle woman, apparently. But I would also be really smart, because I'd get the whole library. That's how I would keep Saturday. But I'd still be a little weird.
Oh, I'd be like, yeah, I would, like, find time. I would, like, do reading and all that stuff. Yeah. But as far as, like, just acting like a weird nutbag, I would do that stuff. Unapologetically. I would to the casual observer, they'd be like, that guy's fucking insane.
Yeah,
and then
sure,
they talk to
not?
Me, I'm like, why not? Nothing's stopping me from being half naked and throwing gallons of milk off of the bridge right now.
Yeah, I definitely go with that mindset. I mean, why not?
But I need Bill Pullman there to reel me in a couple of notches.
You see, I want to be the leader, so I'm not looking for a leader.
Mm-hmm.
I would be that leader.
Well, I feel... Like, this is also a circumstance where there's maybe, like, 3 or 4 people in my group. So I don't want to lead. Like, I feel like a group like that can democratically function. It's when you get to, like, 8 to 10 people to 12 people, that's when you need a de facto leader.
Yeah, that would be me.
I just wouldn't be in a group that big. That's no fun.
Okay, then why do you want a leader anyway? Why do you want someone to really win?
Well, for, like, because I feel like he would just have a lot of... Like, I guess it comes down to, I just want someone to have, like, really down-home wisdom. Just to say, actually, you know what? I would really love to have Norm from Cheers in the zombie apocalypse.
Hmm.
I've been watching a lot of Cheers lately, and I feel like he's a guy I'd like in my corner. One, he's fat, and the zombies would love to eat him. So first time we're unprepared,
but you'd always be saving
him
then. He would be slowing.
Oh, no, I would not. I would not save Norm. Like... First chance I get,
no,
he's done for.
That's terrible.
There's gotta be a wounded calf.
You're just having friends to get rid of them. That's terrible.
Well, I mean, everyone's gonna die. Eventually. We're on, like, borrowed time.
It's incredibly dark right now. You're making snow angels in their ashes, and you're just choosing friends so that you can strategically have them killed so that you can be safe.
I'm choosing Norm because he's a great guy.
Oh my god, he's not. You're gonna kill him.
But there's a
you're
perk
gonna
to
let
ending,
him die.
So
you're gonna let him. You're gonna let him die.
Oh yeah,
that's
I would let
awful.
Everyone die.
No,
everyone except for, like,
I'm
my
not
wife
joining
and
your camp. I'm not joining. I'm having my own thing.
We'll have warring camps?
Yes, I'm having
Although
my own...
I don't
own...
think I would ever...
I'll take over a tower in downtown.
So inevitably in a zombie apocalypse, there's always going to be, like, these people have a base and these people have a base, and we run out of resources, we're going to have to raid the other base.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do that, or would you just move?
I would move. That's because by that time, I would have mastered the skill of the helicopter.
Okay.
And I would have taken over the Ritz Tower.
Not
that would
every
be my
helicopter
domain.
Is built the same.
And
like,
I would
you can only fit so
fly
much.
Fly away.
Now. What about the rest of your group, though?
There's no reason to fight.
So you're condemning
peace
the rest
and love.
Of... I'm abandoning Norm. You're abandoning everyone who has
who else
come
is there?
To see you as a
who
leader.
Else is there? Who else is there? Now, if we
In
talked about... Yeah, if we talked about... Because... I don't know, maybe I could just take over the Santa Monica Airport bunker and I'll teach a friend to fly and we'll all fly away together. If there are other people there, other survivors, I will lead them out into safer place.
In all honesty, I'd probably be the wild card of the group.
Yeah.
Like, there's always, like, there's the leader, the jokester, the matriarch, and then... I think, like, I feel like there's, like the dude that gets shit done but never talks about it. And then there's the wild card. I would be either the guy that gets shit done or the wild card.
Mm-hmm.
Probably lean closer to wild card.
Yeah.
Not that I'm going to betray anyone,
if I could,
but I am going to be off my rocker.
If I could be the leader, if I was somehow ousted, then I'd be the wild card. There's the plan. Horror movies.
Horror movies. Bill Paxton or Bill Pullman? Who?
Paxton.
Paxton? I think... I think Pullman. Pullman would make a good sheriff.
I want Paxton, though, to kill Freddy. I just see him killing Freddy. If anybody would be, like, crazy enough to...
I want a 50-year-old Paxton playing a teenager. He's like, come and get me, Freddy!
Oh my
That'd be
God.
Good. I'd actually.
Poor Bill Paxton. Make him seem like such an asshole every time we do this.
No, he's just a renegade. That's all I see him as. He's just this kind of crazy, smart, but super kind of crazy renegade.
He does whatever the fuck he wants.
Exactly. So I see him helping Nancy making all those booby traps that she was designing to trap Freddy.
Right. Johnny Depp finds the improvised booby traps.
The book. And then he's... the book there. I liked his character in this. I really did. I mean, right off the bat. Really cool.
Yeah. He was solid.
Yeah.
They're like, and then she's like, and then hit him. Mm-hmm. And he's like, with what? And he's like, I don't know, like a baseball bat or something.
You're the jock. Yeah.
And then he looks around like, I'm not the jock. He's like, everyone thinks I'm the jock, but I'm not. I've got a heart of a dancer. And
this great little moment, yeah. And his cut off jersey. Oh, that's like,
God.
It's like mid-waist.
Way before women were showing off their belly buttons. Apparently.
Guys in the 80s
were just like, you can't get enough of this like mid-rift.
Yep. The mid-ab section, just showing it off. Yeah. I mean,
you gotta be in shape, regardless of gender, to show that part off.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants a muffin top.
Nope.
Just kind of looks like a little...
No little flabby flap.
Like a pasty life preserver.
No, like sticking out over the edges of your tight top and your tight pants, and it's just brown.
Say, hey, where'd you get all that extra pizza dough from? Shut up, stop making fun of me. Just run away.
What was the other thing, right? So we addressed... We finally found out what Ninja Turtle I was.
Uh-huh.
Bill Pullman.
I would rather have...
Bill Pullman.
Bill
Paxton.
Paxton in this movie.
Really?
Bill Paxton is a man of action. While Bill Pullman is a man of words.
Okay. All right. So in this movie...
You ever seen Frailty?
No.
It's with Bill Paxton and Matthew McConaughey and... I want to say Christian Bale, but it's not Christian Bale. Maybe Eric Bana? No. I think I'm getting that in Rain of Fire confused. Which is a terrible movie. Don't see Rain of Fire. It's bad. It's about dragons.
Bill Paxton or Bill Pullman for The Room?
I think either is perfect.
Yep. Yeah, I think
because
both.
I think Pullman is so stately that he's... If he was in The Room, he would just be like, what the fuck is going on? We saw Bill Pullman, by the way.
A League of Their Own.
Did we see a Paxton?
Didn't see a Paxton.
We did not
today.
See a Paxton.
No.
And Paxton, I think is even too crazy for Paxton.
Mm-hmm.
And Paxton can go to
He's
10.
Kind of, yep. Absolutely.
I think this was too much. Yep. This was too much for a Paxton.
It's like Dennis Quaid versus Randy Quaid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's the same archetype.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want the well-respected man? Do you want the nutball?
Yep.
Although I can totally see... I think Paxton is a much more versatile actor at this point.
Yeah.
Because he started off crazy as he's dialed it back.
Yeah.
That's my dialed back
hand motion. That's your dialed back hand motion.
It looks like I'm trying to light two lighters, one in each hand. I'm double fisting Bix.
Yep. Or you're milking a tiny cow.
A tiny cow. She's going to have to grow up someday.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for me to go to sleep.